Jen, in terms of timeline, how quickly will we see Warsh sworn in here?
So there is a little bit of paperwork and typical bureaucracy that needs to be done before he is officially sworn in. The Senate will have to transfer the paperwork to the White House for the president to officially sign. We know that the president is in China right now, so it could be a couple of days before he pens his signature there. We also know that Warsh said that he would comply with an ethics agreement to divest a certain amount of assets. We know there are two juggernaut bonds in which he holds $50 million each of assets, so we will have to divest that as well. So we could see a little bit of a hangover potentially. We know that Fed Chair Jay Powell said that he would remain on as chair pro tem if needed. Perhaps we could see that for a couple of days as we see all of this sorted out, but it's customary to take a couple, several days before or in between the Senate confirming the nominee and the official swearing in.